JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Entertaining every morning.
Play it best.
Music.
To wake you up.
Kix 96.9 in the morning.
Just another manic Monday. Oh, oh, oh. That's not fun day.
Hi, it's JP for your JP Lauren Husker Nick podcast for Monday. It is a Media Monday with Cheryl Ann Fletcher. If you'd like to be a part of Media Mondays, we'll have details about that. Otherwise, you can check it out on Facebook or Twitter, KX969, for more information on that. Cheryl Ann will be in. We also have an epidemic that we may need to put a stop to. How I am an adult child. Delivery of a different sorts, as well as bathroom issue in the building, which seems to always pop on the show. And finally, is coming up. So a lot of different things on today's show.
Get ready for a major remodel, fellas. We're back in hardware mode.
This isn't part of my program.
Never in my 14 years have I seen such behavior.
Are you ready for adventure?
Yes, sir!
Now, get ready for the move!
It's the Kix Morning Show. JP, Lauren, Husker Nick, good morning. Welcome to Monday, June 11th. Back to work. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning. How are you?
You sound 100%.
I am much better than last week. I think most of the snot has made its way out of my system.
Nice.
Very good. Uh-huh. Yes, yes. I seem to no longer be drowning in my own snot.
Well, that's good.
Which is a better place to be.
Yeah.
Good morning, Husker Nick. How are you?
What up, dude? Hey. Excited for a fun week. It's going to be a good week.
It's going to be fun. How was the your Super Bowl last night?
It was awesome. The Tony Awards last night.
It is your Super Bowl.
It's the Super Bowl of theater and all of that. The best moment, though, it was amazing. They had the theater department from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas. Obviously, they've had a year.
Mm-hmm.
But they had those kids. There were like 20 of them, and they brought them out, and they were on the Tony Awards, and they sang, and it was amazing.
Cool.
It was amazing. Like, if you didn't cry, probably your heart is already stone and you should have that checked out.
It's not beating anymore.
Nope.
Yeah, it was a busy weekend. You had your Super Bowl yesterday. We did the mini golf on Saturday. We had Zach Brown Friday night, which was crazy too.
And yeah, how was Zach Brown?
It was good. So many people came by to say hi, which was fun. It was packed, absolutely packed inside Longwell's. Got to see a lot of people. And then this show was... I told you guys how disappointed I was in the one in Omaha, because I love Zach Brown. There was a time where they here at the station, previous owners tried to fire me while I was on vacation, and then they gave me the option of just like, yeah, you can, you know, work part time hours, but we want you to work 60 some hours a week. So I used to sit in this room next to us, and I would be doing commercials on Saturdays for 10 hours listening to the album, their greatest hits album. So whenever I listen to them, I love them quite a bit. And they played a lot of their older hits, but then they also covered like 13 songs.
Their covers are the best.
They're good.
I love their covers. Yeah, they're so creative.
Their concerts are one of those where it's like either you show up understanding they're going to cover 13 songs and you're not going to get to hear their music that you want to hear and you'll be fine with it, or you'll be furious about it. Because like I ran into a lot of people Sunday that were just saying like, yeah, I wish they'd played more of their own music.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, you just have to know what you're getting when you go see Zach Brown. Because that's kind of what they do now.
What did we decide? We knew that Toes wasn't played. And what was the other one that you said?
They didn't play. Beautiful Drug wasn't played. There was quite a few of them, actually. Like, they're bigger hits that they kind of glossed over, well, but then they played Free and a few other ones.
And apparently, and I looked this up and I wanted to double check it this morning, but the Mark O'Connor Band, who opened up for Zach, did Beautiful Drug in the opening act. So that's why they didn't play that.
They covered them.
Yeah. Which was weird, but interesting.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
But yeah, they're covering.
Zach Brown just strikes me as they're such... I don't know, like consummate musicians.
Oh, yeah. Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you probably will never get the same show twice.
No,
because they would get bored too.
Yeah,
fast.
You could tell. Like there are certain groups, and I mean this with the utmost respect. There are certain groups and certain, like Garth Brooks will show up and he is going to play everything his fans want to hear.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Eric Church
now,
is the same way.
Now, to be fair, you only get to see Garth Brooks every how many years versus Zach Brown tours every year, right?
Well, Eric Church tours all the time. So maybe that's a better example. Like these guys care about their great musicians and they're going to make sure you know that. Like by what they play while they're up there. And they do a great job.
I don't think that's fair.
What's his face? It is.
I don't think they're trying to shove in your face that they're good musicians.
That's a negative way of putting that. Stapleton is the same way. Stapleton played, last time I saw him, he played what, an hour and a half? And I think he played 9 songs because every one of them was like 10 minutes long. Cause he would make sure that, like halfway between it, he's like, and let my guitar sing to you. And he would, and it was awesome. And it was great. But like, there's just certain artists that will,
they showcase the music.
Yeah. They show,
musicality behind the lyrics
like
and whatnot.
Their talent is going to shine through.
Right.
And they're going to play what they think will show that. Whereas I think some artists will just come out and play what they play.
What a good example of that is their fiddle player, Jimmy DeMartini. He would go on, he would have like a 2-minute fiddle solo in one song, which is amazing. Mm-hmm. And then he also would come out and he did Sabotage by the Beastie Boys. And it's like, holy crap, that's pretty cool.
That was the song they wrapped the show with, was a cover of Beastie Boys' Sabotage. That was the last song of the show.
But very interesting. So
it was a good show. I actually really, really enjoyed it.
Compared to your last experience.
Yeah, because played more. Yeah. Well, they played longer, too. They only played for like an hour and 10 minutes the time before. But this time they went on stage at 8 and got done at 11.
Yeah, they were feeling it.
Wow. It was a long show.
It was opening night. They were feeling it pretty good. So we got a really good show out of them, which was great. Golly, next big show would be Country Stampede, which will be coming up here in a couple weekends.
That'll be fun.
So that'll be crazy.
I'm sure we'll have tickets to give away for that.
We continue to give those away.
I would assume so.
With swimming and tickets. That comes back.
So what would be swimming in them even?
No, it's not swimming. It's the Stampede cue to call. I'm getting my things mixed up.
Oh, okay.
We're not. So be listening for the cue to call.
Can we swim in the cue to call?
I don't even know that's
like
a thing.
Like in the sound waves of that cue to call, we can be swimming.
Sure, in a sonic frequency.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Kicks 96.9.
It's a Monday, and so therefore some extra good things would be in store.
Yep. Okay, mine starts with a traffic stop in New Jersey.
Okay.
Not always the setup for a good story, but this time it is. New Jersey State Trooper named Michael Patterson pulled over a guy named Matthew Bailey last week for tinted windows.
Okay.
And while they were chatting, Matthew Bailey mentioned that he was also a retired police officer from, I think it's Piscataway, New Jersey. And they started chatting because then the officer said, oh, well, I was born near there. I was actually delivered by a police officer on Poe's Place in Piscataway. And he said, yeah, I know that area. I delivered a baby there. 27 years ago. He said, I remember they named the baby Michael. And he was like, sir, my name's Michael Patterson. He is an officer now, and he pulled over the officer that had delivered him
on
the side of the road. His mother had gone into labor on the way, she had gone into labor and then on the way to the hospital, ended up having the baby in the car on the side of the road. And this police officer that had been the first person on the scene had to deliver the baby. And, so for the first time ever, they met, and then the retired officer and his wife and Michael and his mother all got together and came over to their house and had dinner together and hung out. And they said, we were there for over 2 hours just catching up. They were so sweet. We're all going to keep in touch. And they said, it's like, you know, a 1 in a million chance that not only would he pull this guy over, but somehow they would figure this out.
Right. Wow.
That's fun.
And he didn't give him a ticket for the tinted windows.
That's probably a good thing. Extra bonus good thing. Yeah. Didn't get a ticket.
Thanks for bringing me into the world. Why don't you get your windows fixed.
Yeah.
That's going to make your good thing.
My good thing is from this weekend. It's a Nebraska good thing. Bud Crawford, who is a native of Omaha and a Nebraskan, he won his third world championship in a third different weight class. He is now, it might be four now. I have to double check. But he is on par with only like 5 other boxers in the history of boxing.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, we're talking about a guy who probably for the next 6 to 8 years will be the pound for pound king in boxing. Like the guy that everybody's tuning into pay-per-views for.
Right.
Who's he going to fight? All those things. And also on like a personal note, his strength coach is one of my best friends in the world, Jamie Belt. And he's from Nebraska also. And it was a great weekend for him because at the same time as this fight was going on for Bud Crawford, he had another fighter who was over in England that ended up, he was an underdog, like a 7-1 underdog, ended up winning a world championship in his weight class. So one night, Jamie became the head strength coach for two champions, which is super awesome. And Jamie's now being regarded as like one of the top, if not the top strength coach in boxing. And it's so awesome because he lives 2 blocks from me in Lincoln, is just like the most down to earth.
Really neat.
nice guy, you know, and he's a big disciple of Boyd Epley. He's real close with Boyd and his family, who, of course, started Husker Power. And a lot of what he does is based off of Husker Power and obviously other things you have to do for boxers to get them down in weight and stuff. And I'm excited for Jamie to be back. I'm going to grill him out some hamburgers tonight, because when he left, he was coaching football and he was like 190 some pounds. Jamie likes to work out with whoever his athletes are and train how they train. I think he's walking around at like 160 something right now. I told him he's too skinny, mini. We got making me feel bad with all the abs he's got going on. So we got to get him a cheeseburger or something. But all jokes aside, I'm so proud of those guys because they're both great, great dudes. Bud raises a lot of money locally and with charities and stuff, and has his own gym up in Omaha. Jamie, just a great guy who does a lot of stuff that he'd get mad at me if I told you about to help people. So just a great dude and great people, and I'm real, real excited for him.
I am kind of back-to-back a little bit with him and the Bud Crawford thing. We were actually going to go downtown and watch the fight, so we got some dinner at Buffalo Wings and Rings, and in walks Jordan Burroughs after winning. So he won big and now continues to go on to the World Championships.
His eighth team.
Wrestling, yeah, he made another
eighth
team.
Eighth team, that's awesome.
Which is crazy cool, and he did that here in Lincoln with the big guy. I think it was a Power X, is that what it was called?
Yep.
Over the weekend, so kind of a cool thing there. The other cool thing was we had a chance to go play mini golf at Adventure Golf with a big guy named Manuel Walker, who we met
at the
big party for Zach Brown Band ahead of time.
That's
like 6'4", 6'5", somewhere
there. I don't know.
Big dude.
Felt like a giant.
Who was kind enough to become our fourth in the Fresh Start Home mini golf tournament. And we had a great time at Adventure Golf with him, with all the people who were a part of it. And even though 10-11 cheated, we absolutely are so excited to be a part of it. And we'll be back again to do it again.
You did not say yet, we have been dethroned. We lost.
Yeah, we did. Because they cheated.
We did. My favorite part of that is we show up with our kids and let them take, shots.
I know! I brought my 8-year-old. You brought your 5-year-old.
These jokers from 10-11 show up with their actual putters from when they go real golfing.
I know. They take it a little more seriously than we did.
Suits didn't take it all that serious. I want to give Kevin...
He tried, Kevin.
I want to give him credit for that.
I think my kid... heckling them was my favorite part.
Yes.
All on his own. My 8-year-old, goes out of nowhere, goes, "Hey, you guys 10-11? And they all kind of went, "What? Yeah? Yeah?" And he goes, "That rhymes with couldn't get a hole in 7.
It was an outstanding slam.
We got to get Fabro in more sports because he is a natural born trash talker. Can you do that like in dance and stuff? Right. Like while they're dancing,
it's hard to do in dance.
Throw a banana out on the floor or something? I have no idea.
Frowned upon.
The Kicks 96.9 Morning Show. JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. Keeping you in the know from Music Row. It's the nitty gritty from Music City on New Country. Kicks 96.9.
Luke Combs lost his voice while performing at CMA Fest on Friday, so he has been put on total vocal rest. He had to cancel his shows over the weekend, plus concerts coming up this coming weekend, both in Colorado and one in Comstock, Nebraska. He shared the news on Instagram, quote, "I saw my doctors. We've got a plan of vocal rest and treatments so I can be back with y'all as quickly as possible. It kills me to have to do this. Y'all are the reason I get on stage every night." He's looking at about 10 days of total silence.
Dang.
And various other treatments, which is the biggest bummer. There is nothing like vocal rest to be like, why didn't I just play the trumpet or something? Why did I have to choose something that is in my own body to be my instrument?
Yep.
So get better, Luke. I know that is so frustrating.
We'll try to get him to come back.
Yeah, I'm sure he will. I'm sure he seems like a guy that will make up for missed shows. On to a different Luke. Luke Bryan was on yesterday's CBS Sunday Morning during their Musicians on Call segment. He entertained patients at New York's Lenox Hill Hospital and said that volunteering is the perfect way for him to stop focusing on himself. Quote, "Trust me, I get in the habit of being all about me from time to time. So whenever I can make it not about me and make it about someone else and put them first, I think it does a body good." He also admitted he does have to change some of the lyrics to songs when singing to children in the hospital. Quote, "All of my songs are not exactly nursery rhymes, so when I have to play them for kids, I do a little on-the-spot editing to clean them up." There's nothing like getting to that spot in a song where you're like, oh, that's going to be bad.
Yeah.
What am I going to say? But that's a lovely thing that he's doing. We have some new music videos for you. Sam Hunt walks his stalled motorcycle down a highway in his Downtown's Dead video. That is up on our Facebook page, yes?
Mm-hmm, yep.
And Darius Rucker went with an Old West theme for his video for his new song, Straight to Hell. And Jason Aldean, Luke Bryan, and Charles Kelly are all in the video.
It's a great video and a great song.
And we will play the song for you right here in just a minute. This is the Nitty Gritty from Music City. I'm Lauren Silverman for Kix 96.9.
There is something that keeps happening on our show, and if we don't play the Please Don't Poop on the Lawn intro, then you're missing something, because for some reason, poop always ends up on our show.
Please don't poop on the lawn. Please don't poop on the lawn.
Now this is becoming a regular segment.
I'm disturbed by how many opportunities we've had to use that song recently.
That's my lawn. Don't poop on the lawn. I like the song. I don't even... Whatever, man. The story is the secondary in this deal.
To using this song.
So, okay, we've had...
Please don't poop on the lawn. Please, please, please.
Actually, in this circumstance, pooping on the lawn...
It's way better.
...would have been,
Please don't poop on the
preferable to what happened.
Head. Please don't poop on my head.
Yeah, there's a guy named Henry Weaver.
Not Henry Winkler.
Henry Weaver.
He says don't poop on
the lawn. In Pennsylvania, he got into a road rage incident with another driver on Friday morning.
Uh-huh. I'm mad in this car. I'm gonna poop on your head. Yeah.
We don't know exactly what went down when it comes to the road rage incident itself. And we don't know whose fault it was, but we do know that apparently Henry won the battle.
Did he?
Yeah, he pooped on the other driver.
Do you win that battle if you're the one who decided to defecate upon someone else?
I don't know, and I also don't understand how this happens. Unless Henry was like twice the size of the other guy, because
maybe.
How did the other person not get away? Because
did he knock him out?
I don't know. In order to poop, you have to be still for some amount of time, it seems. I mean,
runner's poops. He could have been chasing him for a few blocks, and then he tripped, and he's like, "Whoa!"
But like, why didn't the other person move? How did he sit on him? Did he stand on him?
Maybe
the physics boggle the mind.
Or maybe the guy who got pooped on is a sicko, and he was like, "Oh yeah, here we
go." No,
I don't know. You're exploring options.
It just seems like in reality, the concept of pooping on an unwilling victim would be pretty challenging.
Right.
Because the other person would be highly motivated to move.
To get away
from that situation, you would be very, very motivated to be anywhere else.
Normally to like make jokes, I like to try to put my head into that space and be like, hey, I'm picturing myself in their shoes. I can't do it in this one.
Like what has to happen to make you think, you know what? I'm going to poop on you.
Or to be the guy getting pooped on. Like, I don't want to stare down the barrel of that thing.
I think if you're that guy, your entire mental monologue is, that's all that's happening in your brain right there. No. There's no rational thought.
You were crazy in college, JP. You ever do this to somebody?
Never pooped on anybody.
I don't understand.
Never even peed on anybody. I mean, I know you're supposed to pee on somebody if they get a jellyfish bite, but like, other than that, I mean, you're not supposed to do that kind of stuff on people.
No.
It's just weird.
No.
That's not the way to do the fight.
I was hoping it would say in the story how this happened.
I have looked at like 10 different places to find out.
Really? This is 10 different stories?
Yep. I just don't. It seems that we have spent a disturbing amount of time recently talking about pooping incidents.
Like, you get that mad in the car. Like, some people flip the bird. Other people will, God forbid, like, slam into the other car or something. This dude waited, pulled the guy out of the car, and pooped on him. Like, that is the story we just told people. What?
Like, maybe he cut him off because he was in a hurry to get home and poop.
please don't poop on my head.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. The Kix 96.9 Morning Show.
It's time for Media Monday, and we usually normally do it on the first Monday of the month, but there was a scheduling issue, so we are having Cheryl Ann in today. If you'd like to be part of the next Media Monday, which will be coming up here in July, and have Cheryl Ann talk with you and connect you to the other side or give you advice, whatever it may be, you can let us know Facebook or Twitter with just the title Media Monday in it, and then within the conversation, give us a phone number for you and who you'd like to connect with, or if you have any questions or whatever. And Cheryl Ann will be glad to help you out. Like, she's going to help out Jaina here in the first part. Normally, it's the first Monday of the month, but due to some scheduling
issues, stuff.
Yeah. We got it figured out, though. And, of course, we wouldn't miss a Media Monday with Sherilyn Fletcher.
Never.
You've got your opportunity at the beginning of the month to connect to the other side. That's what Sherilyn does for her profession. She is a psychic. She is also a ghost hunter. Does all kinds of crazy, amazing things with the supernatural.
The paranormal.
The paranormal. And if you'd like to connect with Sherilyn, you can do it with us on Media Mondays. You can do it right now on Facebook or Twitter, KX969. The link is up there for you to be a part of our rapid fire round if you have a specific question to ask, whether it be of somebody on the other side or we've had
Sherilyn.
Yeah, Sherilyn, with career questions, family questions.
Should
marriage.
I buy a house? Yeah. Will I have a baby this year? Should I take the job? Should I? All that kind of stuff.
So if you want to be a part of that part of Media Monday, you can do that now with the lightning round that'll be coming up on Facebook at KX969. Or if you'd like to connect to Sherilyn on a Media Monday, just direct message us with the title Media Monday. And then we will get you on the list and help you out like we're going to help out some folks today. So if you'd like to be a part of Media Monday, it's real easy to do. Again, Facebook, Twitter, KX969 are all the details are right there. Let's start with Jaina.
How you doing, hon?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. When I was thinking of you today about the cousin piece, connecting with your cousin, correct?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, okay. So when you think about your cousin, I am being asked to have you be specifically thinking about your wedding when you were crying. Did you have some concern at that time?
I mean, I missed her, but I didn't. I guess I was just like overwhelmed that day with a lot of emotion, but yeah, I really missed her.
Right. Yeah, she's telling me that she was there when you were picking out the flowers. In fact, she asked me about the lilies. Did you pick out lilies at all?
My mom did.
Okay.
My mom really likes lilies.
Right, and she was right there along with the lily piece. Have you had any accidents where it jolted your neck at all? Like a whiplashy? Because she's showing me this line.
An accident happened like my freshman year of high school really bad.
Yeah.
But other than that, that's pretty much it as far as I know.
She's going there. She's asking me, have you had any type? She's talking about the neck. Did you have any problems with that at all?
Yeah, I got really bad whiplash.
And that's what she's talking about. You don't go to chiropractic.
Uh-uh.
She's telling me you need to get some alignment in your between your shoulders and your jaw. She also brings up the fact, too, something about clench your teeth.
Yeah, all the time when I sleep. Yeah.
And she's telling me to tell you that's what part of why you're having teeth issues and also is coming from the neck spine area, too. She's talking about the pain. You need to have some adjustment with a chiropractor. And she's like saying immediately to me.
Oh, really?
Yes, really.
Mm-hmm.
And she talks about, too, the napkins that you had made for the wedding.
Yeah, I made some napkins that, you know, said like our wedding date on it.
She was really pleased with that. She thought that was very artsy on
oh,
your part.
Really?
She really liked that. Also, too, she says that she hears you cry.
Uh-huh.
And she hears your prayers.
Aw.
And she also hears you talking to her and making comments. She said you are a classy woman. And that you know it, and you're not afraid to show it. And she liked that about you because you have a lot of confidence in yourself.
Aww.
And she really, really valued that in the relationship that she had with you.
Yeah.
So she really wants you to focus on changing up your dresses or something. She just brought up a bunch of dresses. What the heck?
I have a lot of clothes, so I probably should get rid of some. Yeah.
She said you hang on to stuff for too long. You need to move things forward.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that sounds like her.
She also tells me, too, that something is wrong with your carpeting. Do you have carpeting in your bedroom?
I have carpeting throughout the whole house.
Okay. She's telling me something about mold underneath that carpeting nearest your closet space. There's a right side to that. She's pointing to me that there's something to do. You got to pull up that carpeting and take a look. She's advising me to tell you that you do have mold.
Get rid of that carpet and stuff.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yes.
So random.
Yeah, when they come through like this, they just go with it, you know. They're not afraid to talk, you know, when they need somebody to communicate for them. They're not afraid to bring out stuff. Is there anything you want to know personally from her?
Is there anything that she wants to, like, tell her mom that I can pass on to her?
to not feel so guilty about about not spending time as much time as you guys could have. She wants me to emphasize to you that time is of essence to get together and have more fun with your family. Pull people in. She said, pull people in.
That's good. Well, thank you.
You're welcome very much. And you know what? You have a lovely day. And always, thank you for listening to Kix 96.9 and Medium Monday.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And just like that, we're off and running. Thank you, Jana, for being a part of the show. Thank you, Sherilyn, for what you do. And we will have more opportunities for you to be a part of Medium Monday with Sherilyn.
Yeah, we're going to do our lightning round coming up. If you have one question for Sherilyn, for somebody on the other side, something like that, go to our Facebook page and there is a Medium Monday post. And you can see people are already starting to put questions under there. We will do Facebook Live in just a little bit coming up. And Cheryl will answer as many of them as possible.
Awesome. Be a part of Medium Monday. Again, Facebook or Twitter, the details, KZKX 969.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Kix 96.9.
We now have a new t-shirt idea for the show. It involves me and the words adult child. So apparently I'm an adult child.
Well, yeah, we know that.
I mean, that's not news.
Even more defined by something that that Husker Nick found.
Okay.
Well, it's just a very definitive and obviously scientific list.
Well, okay, so here's what the story is. The story says that the average person doesn't think they've grown up until they get to 33. So, like, I am plus 3, you're plus 4, and what are you? Plus 10?
Plus 10.
Okay. I mean...
So, like, that gives you an idea of where they say, they claim, that that's when we're supposed to grow up.
I guess that also raises the question of what defines being grown up, because I still don't feel like I know what I'm doing.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is the first time you've ever done whatever you're doing in your life.
Well, I mean, just across the board, like, I always assumed that my parents knew what was going on or what they were doing or what they were supposed to be doing. And then you grow up and you find out that everybody's just winging it all the time.
That's right. Crapshoot.
That's right. And some people are comfortable living in that zone and some people are not.
Exactly.
That's the world. But no, so they have this thing, and in your car right now, take like a mental, like, you know, go through and tally this up mentally, whether you hit these things. Yep. And if you're younger than 33, still tally these things. You might be an old soul and you just don't know it.
Right.
Like, you might only have a couple of these, but they're really funny. And it's crazy as I'm reading this list. I'm like, oh my God, JP's like a 14-year-old girl.
These are the things that
you kind of are, though.
The signs that you are not a grown-up, that you are an adult child.
An adult child.
Number 10, using a funny phone case. Do you have a novelty phone case of any kind? You don't.
Because he's always had the little poppy deals that go on the back
pop
of
sockets?
Them, and I think those are silly as hell. Like, I think
love
they
pop sockets. Those are fun.
Depends how many videos you watch.
Did you hear what he just said? That
pop sockets are fun because you can use them as a little stand. Mine, it's like a carrier case for my credit cards and my ID.
This is
Look at this. It pops open and I can use it as a TV stand.
You know why it doesn't make me an adult child, though? Because it's because I was getting like arthritis in my pinky from leaning my phone on it before.
Mine's a stand. I can watch it like a TV.
So none of us have that. Next.
Regularly raiding your cupboards for cookies.
I don't eat.
Don't we have any cookies?
I don't have any cookies.
Going to a music festival.
Wait, did you guys pick that one or no?
No.
Okay.
Going to a music festival.
Yeah,
it's an annual thing.
Not if I can help it.
I know. We remember.
Wait, if there was like a music, it doesn't matter if it's like country music, rock music. If there was a music festival of the people that were on the Tonys last night,
it'd be a musical festival.
You'd be the first one lined up to go.
I wouldn't sleep outside, though. I don't want to sleep outside.
Would you glamp? Would you do some glamping?
Probably. I mean, maybe. She'd get a hotel room or something.
She's from Monrovia.
I don't. Yeah.
Glamper.
voting for someone on a reality show.
No, I don't watch.
Yeah, I've done that many times.
Of course you have.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been like a decade. I have, but probably like a new.
That was back before 33.
That's true. Before 33, I did that. That's buying a pair of limited edition sneakers.
Oh yeah.
Never once in my whole life.
Yeah, man.
Always wanted to. Never
those, actually, ironically, the shoes you wear to work out in are limited edition shoes.
Oh, they are? Yeah, I didn't even know.
You on accident have bought them, but that shouldn't count.
Very cool.
I definitely have done
You
that.
Definitely were on that one.
Yeah, when I played basketball.
Using Snapchat selfie filters.
Does it count now that I'm too old to play basketball because my knee's creaky?
It still counts. You bought them, still counts.
Still counts.
Yeah, that was like a year ago.
Using Snapchat selfie filters.
No, I don't. I refuse to have Snapchat.
JP?
JP's the king of those.
Yeah, I've used about all of them. They need to come out with more.
No, I don't. I have them because my kids love them.
To make them play. Yeah.
Being in group text chats with your friends.
Yeah.
It's kind of
sometimes.
I got private text chats I have with like Hooks and a couple of our buddies on one softball team. Got another softball team that we all have that I will not share a single text from, and they should never see the light of day.
Getting a tattoo. Only I've got that one.
Oh, I'll have you 2 days. Father's Day is here.
Oh, is that what you're getting for Father's Day? Because you've been saying that this week for like a year. So you're really doing it now?
Yep.
Four.
Okay.
All right.
Binge watching an entire season of a TV show in a weekend.
Oh, yeah. That's easy.
Only if I'm really sick.
Nah.
Like if I'm really sick. Mm. But otherwise, there is a 0% chance that would ever happen.
There was so much going on Friday and Saturday. I just didn't want to do anything yesterday. So Lost in Space. So good. I'm almost done with it.
It should be added that everything you binge watch is so good.
Not
like as part of what makes you a small child.
Other things on that list: waiting in line for a new iPhone, chugging beer, using a selfie stick.
Yep.
No, chugging beer, I do. That's it.
Not just drinking beer, but chugging beer.
Yeah. But I know what chugging beer is.
Why?
Like. Why not?
Well, because there's competitions.
But I thought you drank good beer.
Like half of it depends on what I'm doing. Right. If I'm outside, it's 100 degrees. Yeah. I'm drinking like a Bush latte. But if I'm sitting in my basement watching basketball with friends, I've probably got like a Zipline or a Nebraska Brewing Company or something like that.
Or we're at the golf event and you've got a shotgun of beer to start the round. That's the
you yourself have chugged
beer.
Since 33.
That one. There was that one you made me do for the video.
Yeah.
That would not be the only one I've done since 33. That would be the only one I've done ever in my whole life.
Man, rip roaring good time.
Mm-hmm.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Kix 96.9.
It's a Media Monday with Sherilyn Fletcher, usually at the first of the month. But with some scheduling issues, we managed to get her back in here this morning. Good morning, Sherilyn.
Good morning.
And whenever anybody wants to get a hold of you outside of the show, what's the best way to do that?
The best way is to call my phone, of course, is 402-217-6334. Or they can reach out to me on Facebook, too, and just look me up, Sherilyn Elliott Fletcher, on Facebook.
And we've got all that information as well on our Facebook page right now at KX969, where people are lining up to do the lightning round with you.
Yes.
And get asked a specific question.
Mm-hmm. There are already quite a few questions, but we get to a lot of them.
Yes, we do.
Apply for.
So go on over to our Facebook page. You will see the post that's already there. If you have one specific question, a common one is, will I have a baby in the next year or two? Or should I take the job I've been offered?
Right.
Or is it a good time to sell my house or anything like that?
And people ask, how is my father doing? What does he think of this? What does he think of that? I mean, that kind of thing
on
as well.
Side. Absolutely.
And we will do that on Facebook Live, and Sherilyn will get to those, as many of those as possible.
All right, lightning round coming up. Let's talk with Angela first.
Hello, Angela.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm at work. How are you doing?
I'm good. You know, you have such a great aura about yourself. You're such a positive person. Oh, my gosh.
I try.
No, you do. And you know what?
You do, yeah.
Let me just go there. You don't need to try.
I know. It comes
really
pretty natural.
Yeah, you're a natural kind of gal. I want to go first into where you're working and what you're doing in life. Okay, can we go there? Are you happy in your current position?
I am.
Good. Are you aware? Are you aware that you're about to step it up a bit into a whole different position in your job?
No.
Okay. This has everything to do with PR work. Are you good at public speaking?
I don't usually like to. But.
But you know what? You're really good at it, you know, especially when you want to sit down and take care of business with other friends and family, because you're kind of like a counselor.
A little bit.
And you have no problem with telling people what is necessary, how to change your life and focus on the great things in life. You're also very diligent with a great bedside manner. You have a gift, a natural gift of what you're doing in life.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to more focus, though, on pediatrics.
Oh, okay.
Which children.
It's kind of the opposite spectrum of what I'm doing.
Exactly. But you're really good with kids, and I wanted to talk to you about that because you have the knack on how to effectively communicate with kids.
Okay.
Have you lost a child?
No.
There is a child that comes through.
Okay.
Are you in a position in life to have children?
We've talked about it, but we have not gone down that road.
Well, you need to be going down that road. I have a child that's literally standing next to me here right now, pushing me to talk to you about having children.
Okay.
I have a little boy here. His name is Devin, and he's telling me that in your family history, in your tree of life, there's a child that is coming through with your family tree telling me that you need to push forward to have children.
Okay.
You would be best at having children and becoming pregnant along about the 13th of the month next month. He's telling me to tell you that.
Okay.
And you need to let your guard down, too, when it comes to that, too, because you're too concerned, both you and your husband are too concerned with making that happen. He's telling me just to tell you to let your guard down. It will happen.
Okay.
Now, I want to go into a couple of your friends that have passed away. They're thinking about how fortunate they were to know you.
Okay.
And how lovely you are.
Thanks.
Did you go to the funerals?
Yes.
Have you been back to the grave sites at all?
No.
Ah, that's why they're knocking on the door going, hey, she needs to come say hi.
Okay.
You need to bring flowers, especially they're bringing up. Maybe they both had a liking for daffodils and lilac. Now, they're concerned, too, with, you know, your depression.
A little bit.
They're focusing on that. Both of them are hitting me up saying, talk about the depression. You need what they recommend, doing more exercise and getting out and enjoying life. You tend to really get hooked up in stuff. They're saying hooked up in stuff that you forget who you are and the things that you like to do. Do you bake a lot?
Okay. My husband cooks a lot.
Okay, that's why they're bringing it up. That makes now more sense to me. You're supposed to start digging into more recipes and getting involved more so with him in the kitchen, even though he's like a dominant type person in the kitchen and he doesn't really want you in there. Yeah, I know. But they're telling me to tell you that you need to kind of get in there and help out a bit, because that would be a really good thing for you to connect with your husband.
Okay.
And also, they're reminding me about a trip, and they're bringing up the Caribbean. Have you or thought about going to the Caribbean?
We have thought about it. We decided we were going to go to Vegas this year instead.
Oh, they're telling me no.
So?
They're throwing up the flag.
Your friends
have said,
it would have been nice for them to tell me that before I booked the airline.
Okay, then you can always do it another time. But
okay.
Or redirect the plane, get in there and say, excuse me, sir, we got to go this way instead. But no, they're going, no, because they are wanting you to get out in the sunshine and enjoy yourselves more in a tropical environment.
All right, so we're going to stop right there, because Angela had this great connection with her friends and the other side, and a lot of things that were going on in her life. We had another 5 minutes, because you and her just absolutely connected.
Oh, my goodness, did we ever. We really ripped up that line right there. It was just crazy good.
It's like 11 minutes with Angela, and you two talked about everything, and then her father came into the picture as well. We'll get the rest of that. You can hear the whole thing in its entirety on our website at KZKX.com with Angela. But again, thank you to Angela for being a part of the show. We'll get another person in with Media Monday coming up here in about 20 minutes. But also, we will do the lightning round now, so everybody else can have a chance to jump in and get some of your land. So if you'd like to be a part of the Facebook Live lightning round, that begins in minutes. You can do that on Facebook KX969 or connect with Cheryl Ann and Media Mondays every first Monday of the month.
The Kicks 96.9 Morning Show. JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
We always do a Facebook Live lightning round, where you can ask Cheryl Ann a very specific question, and she'll do the best to answer every question that pops up. If you do throw one up after we do that said lightning round, she'll go back and answer any questions that you have. So if you do have like specific questions for Cheryl Ann, our medium with Medium Monday, you can let us know on Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Just go there and click it, and she will respond to you today. It's always a pleasure to have our favorite psychic in the building.
Thank you.
And if you need to get a hold of Cheryl Ann for anything, whether it be connected to the other side, maybe advice on life, you can still do that on Facebook Live as well, or any of the posts that we have with Cheryl Ann, or the Extraordinary Connections with Cheryl Ann page on Facebook. She'll be glad to talk to you about anything.
Anything that you need, absolutely.
Okay. And you've been doing it for a very long time.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Jeez.
Entire life. So, if you need to be a part of Cheryl Ann's life or you need her to be a part of yours, you can connect her that way. We'll also be doing another round like we do every the first Monday of the month. We have a Media Monday. So be looking for that next one to come up here in July. And you can be a part of that by just direct messaging us the title Media Monday. And then with that, please specify a phone number to reach you at and who you'd like to connect with or the question you maybe have for Cheryl Ann. And we'll do the best to help you out and get you a part of the show for a Media Monday. We wrap today with Melanie needing, well, actually it's more like Melanie's dad needs to connect with her.
Hi, Melanie. How are you?
Hi. Good, thank you.
I understand. Your greatest need really is from your dad. You're very much like him, and he wants me to tell you he's really super proud of you. He talks about tools to me to tell you to talk to you about the tools. Do you have tools in line, and do you have them prepared for summer?
Like tools like what?
Do you like jack in your car to fix a tire, four-way, those types of tools?
No, but garden stuff, because I do a ton of gardening.
He's asking me tell you to go ahead and get on board with that and make sure you have the proper tools in your vehicle for traveling this summer. Are you planning to do any trips?
Not that I'm aware of, but okay. I'm always spur of the moment.
Right on. Ashland, he points to Ashland. Does that have like memories for you? Or
I had some really good pizza there once.
Well, he's telling me to go.
Maybe go back.
Go check out that pizza, sister. No, he's actually pushing me to have you go to Ashland. Something about picnicking there, doing a family get-together there. What is the military piece in your family?
My dad was in the military, and I don't know. None of my family gets along. We don't talk to each other. So I don't know if it was something from the funeral, his flag maybe.
He tells me to tell you that whole service was very lovely. You were too stressed out. That concerns him that you were overly stressed out about making sure everything happened correctly. That he would like for you to sit down and do some writing when it comes to how you feel about him.
God, sounds like my therapist.
Yeah. He's really pushing through, and he's wanting you to seriously pay attention to doing some writings to get your feelings out instead of harboring all the pain and things that you don't need to harbor. He says you are a lot like him. He was very strong, very diligent, and very, how do I want to say this nicely? You know, more military, and you are too.
Straightforward.
Yeah.
Kind of like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. And you are too. He says, but what he has a concern with your disposition in life, he wants you to take a little more time for you and just not worry so much about everything. And your health, he brings up your health. How are you feeling?
Great.
Good.
My daughter was just diagnosed with late onset juvenile diabetes.
And
she's 23.
You need to really watch. Is she on insulin?
She is.
Okay. You're supposed to be careful. Now, he brings up a pump. He's like, put her on the pump.
Hmm. Oh, she's actually been thinking about that.
He tells me to go forward with that. He wants you to put her on the pump.
Well, I guess that's her decision.
Right. He's just emphasizing that would be better for her for all the things that she does in life. It'd be easier for her to manage.
Yeah.
How are your feet? He's bringing up something to do with your big toe.
You know, it's getting infected again.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he's bringing it up. He says you need
to picking at it last night.
Yeah, he kind of hangs out with you while you're picking your toes. All right.
Okay.
Wow, that's something you want everybody to know about. That's funny.
Oh, it's amazing where they end up. You know, they just come around when they know you're. You know, when they're not happy or they're watching you to see how well you do in life, they're just keeping an eye on the things that they know that you should know better to do. He says, stop picking on him. He wants you to get into the doctor and you are not, he does not want you to play the nurse and to take care of it because it's going to blow up a lot more. He's worried about your toe.
Oh, hell. Okay.
And he says the pizza, definitely go get the pizza and enjoy some pepperoni or something. Pepperoni
buckets.
Pizza.
We just went to Big Fred's and that's where I always used to go with him.
Nice.
That's where he wants you to go and to memorize,
he always wanted to go there.
He wants to go back. That's
he
fun.
Wants you to go and have some pepperoni pizza. Is there anything you would like to ask?
I do want to ask, but it's not about my dad. It's about my friend Darren that I also mentioned.
Okay.
He died very suddenly, just a few weeks before his 50th birthday. I just want to make sure he's okay.
He is completely fine. Was it something to do with his heart?
Mm-hmm.
He tells me to tell you, nothing could have been done. Did he ever have a stent put in?
No, he was, in fact, he was really, just starting to get healthy. He had just started working out, and they found him dead in his bed.
First of all, he regrets not having the heart looked at. He regrets the fact that he didn't really have, the normal checkups that you would have when you get to age, And it was something that could not have been controlled. He regrets not going because he could have, if he would have gone, it would have been more of a stent situation, but he had some serious blockages in his upper left ventricle that goes into the heart.
Huh. But he's okay.
He's completely fine. Heck yeah, he's giving me a thumbs up.
Oh, God, that sounds like him. Okay.
All right,
well,
love.
I guess that's it then.
Well, okay. Thanks so much for listening to Kix 96.9, especially joining us from Medium Monday, and we certainly appreciate all the listeners that come in and share time with us. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Melanie, for being a part of the show. Thank you, Cheryl Ann, for what you do every day and also being a part of our lives. And if you need Cheryl Ann, she is here for you. All the details, Facebook or Twitter, KX969. We'll do another Media Monday coming up in July. And if you'd like to be a part of it, just direct message us with the title Media Monday and what you'd like Cheryl Ann to help you out with, and she will.
And I will. I want to thank everybody who listens in to Kix 96.9. We love you guys. Thank you very much.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick. The Kix 96.9 Morning Show.
Coming up is what this woman did to a delivery driver. Okay.
Pop quiz, hot shot. There's a bomb on a bus. Once the bus goes 50 miles an hour, the bomb is armed. If it drops below 50, it blows up. What do you do? What do you do?
What would you do?
What would you do, situation for you? Because when it comes to...
I wouldn't slow the bus down. That's
no,
for sure.
No, keep the bus going. That's for sure.
Yeah. I don't think you have much of a choice in that situation.
I always wanted to make, because that was speed. Yeah. I always wanted to have a speed 3. Where you were on a plane, and I was like, this plane will crash if you go below 50 miles an hour.
I mean, that's every plane, isn't it? If you fly it super slow. Yeah.
You nailed the joke on the head. Dang it.
So there's a lady in Dorset, England named Demi Sweeney, who is not a fan of spiders.
Right.
And she freaked out at her house the other night, and she has nobody there to kill the spider.
Uh-huh.
So she sees a spider, panics, says, holy cow, that's an arachnid. I absolutely have arachnophobia.
And since she does not want to burn her house down, she has to think of another option.
That is good, because when I saw the title, like, this had to do with a spider being in the house, I assumed it ended with the house on
fire. With the house on fire?
Because that's usually what happens.
Or the car's wrecked or something like that. No, she decided to order food delivery from KFC.
That makes sense.
I mean, does fear make her hungry?
No, actually, it was just because she wanted the driver to come by and take care of the spider for her.
I blame Jimmy John's for this. All their commercials about...
With the fire going on.
Yeah, they come to put out the fire, or they come to all those things. I blame Jimmy John's for this line of thinking.
That's so that delivery driver went above and beyond. When he got there, she explained what was going on. He got the spider off the ceiling and flushed it down the toilet for her, and also delivered her KFC.
He didn't, just smash it?
I'm sure he smashed it, but you have to clean it up and then still flush it, because you never know with spiders.
Apparently,
you double tap.
Apparently, drowning was his choice of how to take care of this spider.
Like, how am I going to kill the spider? I could smash it, light the house on fire. I know, we're going to drown it.
Yes. Yeah. Well, some people are saying kudos to her for doing that. Others are like, man, you just wasted that guy's time.
No, she still ordered food.
I have but she asked him to come in and do something extra. Did she? How much food did she order?
Let me pull it up here.
It doesn't say exactly what she ordered or how much she tipped, which is important.
No,
I mean, he could say no. I mean, I'm not going in that house.
My reasoning is she probably then should have been like, hey, by the way, I ordered 12 drumsticks and some extra, so this way you could eat with me, because
she was so freaked out by the spider. She meant to order one meal, but she ended up ordering two.
So good. So give him the meal, extra meal. And then I guess I'm good with it.
But I feel like for many delivery drivers, there's no way I'm going in that house. That feels like you're definitely going to murder me, right?
Yeah, like you're going to wake up in
if you've come up with a reason
bathtub,
to call
no
a
kidney.
Right, yeah, to call a delivery driver and then be like, can you come on in and do whatever it is? Probably they're going to murder you.
Do they give you weird looks when you're always trying to invite in the Hy-Vee boy?
No.
So So I wanted to know from...
Do you work on plumbing too? I think there's something wrong with my TV if you could check behind there.
No.
So I thought not only asking you, but
there was
I wanted
one
to...
sort of attractive one once. He was cute.
One.
He was cute.
Oh, wow. At least you admit it. That's good.
All right. So I wanted to know from you guys.
Five calls. Says it all on Kix 96.9, 466-9696.
Is this okay? I mean, she ordered food, but to have the guy come in and kill the spider for it.
Is it okay to ask a delivery driver to come in and kill an insect or something like that? Yeah. I don't know.
Like, my toilet's backed up. I need somebody to help me unclog it.
Okay, that's
the worst.
That's
a whole other
that
issue.
You don't ask anybody.
Okay. When it comes to like spiders, is that okay what she did? 466-9696. We want to know from you.
No.
JP, Lauren Huskernick asking you, is it okay for this lady who ordered KFC to have the delivery driver come in and kill a spider for her?
She didn't want to kill the spider, so she thought she would order some chicken, kill two birds with one stone, or I guess kill a chicken and a spider with one stone.
With one call.
And ask the delivery driver to come in and kill a spider for her.
And so we thought we'd ask you, is it okay to do that? 466-9696 or Facebook or Twitter. Hello.
Okay, so first of all, I used to work at KFC, and they will give you a free meal every night you work. So offering me free KFC, I work for KFC. They're already doing that. I want the tip. And, yeah, you're totally going to get murdered going into somebody else's house. Like, that's just scary. That's totally scary. I'd, like, have my taser armed and ready, like, okay. But then if somebody jumps out to kill me, you're lying.
Exactly. Okay.
It is okay. This just happened to me a couple weeks ago. I had a local heating and air conditioning company out to my house. And I'm walking down my driveway, and I see this, to me, what looks like a very, very large snake. And I went and put on my muck boots, and I got a shovel, but I felt like the snake was coming after me. So I went up to the kid, and I said, hey, do you like snakes? And he goes, well, they're okay. I said, well, could you help me get rid of one? So he stopped what he was doing, and he helped me root the snake, and I tipped him $20.
Oh, wow.
Well, I'm glad you tipped him well.
Yeah.
But, yes. And here's the funny thing. I didn't have any cash, so I'm calling my neighbors asking, does anybody have $20?
That's awesome.
I wrote him a check. I'm like,
wrote him a check.
It still works.
That's funny.
She did the best to compensate for the murder of the... Or the getting rid of the snake.
I feel like you can't hold it against the delivery driver if they don't want to, because maybe
you
can't, snakes or spiders or whatever either.
Yeah.
That is not in my job description. Delivering this bucket of chicken is my job description.
This is what I'm supposed to be doing now. Well, we'll just wait and see what people here had. It was kind of a mixed bag of people saying that they would do that or not. So you can let us know. We'll do a poll on Twitter and see what you guys think.
The Kix 96.9 Morning Show. JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
As you've heard through the years with our show, no one is safe from our show, including our coworkers. We're going to bust out one of them. So it seems like things happen in our bathroom more than they happen anywhere else in the world.
I mean, Nick, I do understand that you spend...
I think this happens elsewhere in the world.
You spend an inordinate amount of time in our particularly upstairs men's restroom in this building, but it seems that very often you come back with a story.
Yeah, a lot of times there's that time that guy... working on the toilet, trying to shake my hand.
Yep.
Yeah. That was a little weird.
Yeah, there's the talking, there's the not. I swear, the only thing that ever happened, 90% of the
Matt
time
McKay
if I use...
Matt farted, I ran into the room, and I tasted it.
The cloud.
Yeah.
It was so bad.
90% of the time, I'm the only person in our upstairs women's restroom. Sometimes I see Lindsay, and I say hi. That's about all of it.
That's about the
only thing that ever happens.
For some reason, more excitement happens in the men's bathroom.
Yeah, so what just happened?
So, I'm in the bathroom, hanging out in the office, catching up on my reading. And I walk up, start washing my hands because I'm ready to get out of the bathroom and go, you know, somewhere.
Yeah.
And a coworker of ours who shall remain nameless is at a urinal, zips up, turns around, says something to me, and then just walks out the door.
Nope.
They didn't wash their hands.
Nope.
Like, I'm sure there's plenty of people on this planet who don't wash their hands when they use the bathroom. But it's one of those out of sight, out of mind things.
Right, yes.
Like, as long as I don't know, I don't care. But if I know that you've got pee-pee all over your hands, ew, I don't... So then I go and I realize, oh, he just grabbed the door to walk out. And
how
I'm like,
do you leave now?
Using my little...
Paper towel.
You, dude, I've followed you out of the bathroom like three different times. I've never seen you do the paper towel trick.
No, you can use the paper towel trick.
I do it almost every time.
Wait, you grab a paper towel and open the door with it?
That I use to dry my hands.
And open the door that way.
Open the door, and then the trash can is like 2 feet behind me. So I open the door, drop the paper towel in, and walk out the door.
I almost think we need to switch this up to a five calls. Is that weird? That's weird to me. You guys are strange eggs. but now and I'm following him down the hallway and I'm like watching him like put his hand on the wall and then he turns on one of the light switches and I'm just like sitting here. Oh!
You want to go along with like a kid?
I do.
Spray bottle
gross.
And clean it
like
up
I
as
said,
you go along.
I'm sure there's plenty of people on this planet Earth who don't wash their hands after they use the bathroom. But as long as I don't know, I don't care. It's when I overtly know. And
yes.
You've got a coworker standing there and you just walk right past them knowing that they know that you didn't wash your hands. Isn't that weird?
Yes. Like,
I'm not being judgy.
Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. I mean, the fact that he didn't even wash his hands with you standing there shows how little he cares, right?
Right.
Right? So what's your question? Do you say something to him?
Well, like, yeah, do I say something? Be like, yo, bruh, you didn't wash your hands. Why then do you have to touch everything down the hallway as you're walking to your cubicle?
So let's like, ask.
Five calls. Says it all. 466-9696 and get your say on Kix 96.9.
Should Husker Nick say something to this coworker?
Yeah, would you say, like, should I have said to him, like, hey, dude, go wash your hands, man. You've been, like, literally, he walked out, opened the door, and he's, like, touching the wall as he walks the hallway, and then he flips on a light switch. I swear he turned around and was like, hey, you want to borrow my pen? No, I don't! Ew, it's got pee on it! Like, that's what I wanted to say.
I don't want to touch anything of yours!
So, 466-9696. Should Husker Nick say something to this coworker about the fact that he didn't wash his hands?
So should gross.
We'll ask you and find out next. So Husker Nick experienced yet another gross moment in our bathroom at this.
We have this single-handed, just like the grossest bathroom in the history of bathrooms. It's gross.
I look at all of our coworkers differently because of your multitude of bathroom
experiences.
There is
so many gross things that happen in the bathroom. So many gross things, man.
And so we had.
I do not have nearly the bathroom adventures you do. Sometimes JB from up front is touching up her hair. Every once in a while, I'll see Lindsay and say hi. That's about the extent of my bathroom experiences.
Between Matt McKay always wanted to like find out how your life is going while you're in there trying to go number two.
Mm-hmm.
And then if he's in there going number two, he's the guy that sits on the toilet going,
making noises.
Like making all these, like a Matt. Just
we have
poop, dude.
Lots of coworkers that want to try to start conversations. We have the Uncle Buck urinal that's in there as well.
What makes it an Uncle Buck
it's
urinal?
It's super short.
Yeah, there's a short
scene from the movie Uncle Buck where he has to lean down.
Charlie Brogan likes to talk to you, and in my case, never knows my name, but
that's
he talks to me about stuff. What did he call me?
Mike?
Yes.
Is
no,
Mike?
Greg.
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 It's
that's
Greg.
Right, yeah.
He always calls me Greg.
Greg, as in Greg.
And like,
Greg,
and they're just, it's the weirdest thing. And then another person, when people break the handle off the urinal all the time, like, is it like that big of a thing where you're like, choke that down, toilet? And then you're like, break the, it makes no sense to me.
So
and then you just had an experience where one of our coworkers neglected to wash his hands after peeing, even with you standing there.
Right.
So, like, clearly he never washes his hands when he's alone. If he doesn't even wash his hands when somebody sees it.
Exactly.
Like, have some shame.
Yeah. So we wanted to know from you, should Husker Nick say something to him? You had somebody a message on Facebook?
Somebody direct messages on Facebook. OMG, so disgusting. That happened to me last week. I said something to her, but this coworker's a friend. She still didn't wash after I said something, and we were going to lunch. Ew.
Yuck.
So we want to know from you, what should Husker Nick do?
I think you should be able to go to the bathroom without peeing on your hands.
Wait, okay, so you don't get pee on your hands. You still just touched your genitalia, you don't have to wash your hands?
I hate that word.
I know.
I wash it at least twice a day, why would I need to wash my hands?
You could, you could in theory.
Hold That's on. Like you could. Saying I touched my arm and I need to wash my hands.
Your arm is not in your underwear junk and butt sweat. And oh my God.
Lauren, you can unzip your fly and not have to touch anything and just stand there. And then zip your fly back up.
That's not okay.
It's whenever it's like a little wiggle like this and then it. Whales too. It's the Hammer House.
That's not okay. Don't.
Wow.
That's not okay.
Loudest. What? I've never heard from Laura in the history of our
In our bathroom, don't you still have to flush the toilet?
What's that?
Don't you still have to flush the urinal?
They're sensors.
Automatic sensors.
In our, in this building, there are automatic sensors?
I know, right?
Well, okay, to be fair, they just started working, like, recently.
And we've had some ghost ones,
yeah,
too.
That is breaking news.
No, we got them. They put in these sensors on the urinals to flush, like, it was before you got here. It was like 6 years ago.
And they just started working
like a few.
Like there was some ghosts in there every once in a while. They would just flush the toilet.
Yeah, they would just flush on their own.
But not if there was somebody standing there and then
never.
So,
but yes, so you don't have to touch the thing to flush.
You're still like in a public restroom touching things. You have to touch the door. You have to. I mean, you're in a public restroom. Why, for your own safety, would you not wash your hands? Like, how are you okay with then going around the rest of your day thinking about how you were just in a public restroom and didn't wash your hands? That's
right.
Weird.
Okay.
All right. Next time that you ask this person how they're doing, they say fantastic. No, they say that because they didn't wash their hands when they peed.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Kix 96.9.
Father's Day is just around the corner and a parade is needed. So Father's Day is actually this Sunday.
Yes.
Which we had a debate before the show this morning about Father's Day.
Well,
and
just
and the next Sunday
that is 6 days from now. Is that this Sunday or next Sunday? It's this Sunday.
The answer is yes.
No. If something is this Sunday, this Tuesday, it is the one that is closest. There is one.
And I would Nick, it is that, the next Sunday would be the Sunday that's coming up.
No, that's
Sunday.
The one after this Sunday. Mm. That would be a week from Sunday.
Okay, we may have to do a Twitter poll and just see what people think about that.
Yeah, my wife is totally on your side on that. We get in this debate all the time.
The difference between like this Wednesday and next Wednesday.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Anyway, and it is the one that is closest. This coming Sunday.
Yeah.
Is Father's Day.
So
throughout the week, we'll have some chances for you to be a part of the Father's Day conversation. But there's also a Father's Day photo contest where you can win some cool stuff for your dad or the dad in your life by just going on and finding some great photos. Which ones did you end up doing? Did you end up sending over the photo of you and Carter and Bailey?
It's only one I have actually right now of the three of us is just us down on the couch when Carter wanted to like get a picture of his stuffed animals with Bailey and me. And I look like I'm I am right in the middle of sleeping about 3 hours a night. Like I have the biggest bags under my eyes. It's ridiculous.
This contest is a minefield for me.
Okay.
Because my dad's about to come into town.
Yeah.
And you could forget Mother's Day every year and my mom wouldn't even notice. If you don't have a damn parade for Father's Day, my dad will disown me.
Nice.
So if there is a contest and I don't win it, regardless of the fact that I work here, so I can't.
Yeah.
Somehow this will be me letting him down.
I mean, we could let him know that you can't win this contest.
It won't matter.
Really?
It won't matter.
Yeah, let's just play him this audio then. That way he knows you were talking about him on air.
That he knows for sure.
He does not arrive until this evening.
Then it's taken care of.
There's no chance he's listening at 6 o'clock in the morning in California. Good.
It created a challenge for me too because both of my kids are teenagers now and Tristan doesn't want me to put up any photos of him anymore.
He no longer exists.
He is officially posting any social media posts with my face, my image on there without approval.
This is right.
Fine. Which is fine, whatever. So I had to dig back and I did find him. Like, is this one okay? And it's from a year or so ago when he had the long hair. So it's like, all right, fine, whatever.
Does he not have the long hair anymore?
No, he cut it all off.
See,
that's why it's like you can't see him anymore because he doesn't. I haven't been given approval to put up any photos of him.
Yeah.
So you can put up your photo.
And what could they win?
We've got all kinds of concert tickets that we're going to be giving away with these packages. Campbell's Nurseries is hooking us up as well. We've got free pizza as well. And then Max Muscle and Black Belt Movers and Campbell's are all a part of this. So
awesome.
If you want to do something special for your father on Father's Day, it's important to do it. You can do it right on our website at kzkx.com with the Father's Day photo contest, and we will do our best to let Papakins know that you can't win.
Dang it.
I'm
have to
sorry.
Come up with something else.
You could do it. You'll find something.
Need to book a parade.
The Kix 96.9 Morning Show. JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
We'll wrap with our big thing and how you have a chance to win your way down to Country Stampede coming up. Tomorrow on the show, more opportunities at Stampede tickets. We'll start giving you some fun stuff for Dad for Father's Day. As well as Datum or Dump'em returns at 7:20. And again, if you miss any of the show, whether it be the podcast here or Datum or Dump'em has its own section. Now, Couples Therapy does too. You can find it on our page at KZKX.com. JP, Lauren, Husker Nick, our one big thing is we are 9 days away from the biggest party of the summer.
Yeehaw!
It is Country Stampede, and we will all be migrating down to Kansas for a weekend of fun and ridiculousness. We've already found there's an... If you haven't been down there before, we host Radio World, where you can come and play games in the afternoon and win backstage passes or pit passes. Or,
right, and some of the stations from the other states come and hang out.
Yeah. With us. And we'll be out there doing some more games again. I believe we'll have the... we're working on giant Jenga.
Awesome.
We have already set up the giant beer pong, which is basically trash cans and basketballs that you can come and play with that.
Awesome.
And then there's a new game that our new promotions director, Lexi, found with giant inflatable bananas.
What do you do with them?
Well, and they have these, like a ring toss.
Okay.
But... like an adult ring toss?
Okay.
So that's just...
It'll make sense in context.
Yeah, you'll... We'll have to maybe have to put a photo out of it later on today so people can see it. But she found this. She's like, I totally have to buy this for Country Stampede, right? And it's her first time going down. So
she's excited.
Yeah, she's pretty excited about it. And a lot of people
motivated.
Are
motivated.
If you would like to be a part of said jocularity and craziness, we have your chance to win all kinds of free tickets. And again, you're going to hate me for this, Lauren, because we can't give away the tickets right now.
You're just going to play a sample and not give away? Yeah.
We haven't been talking about it much in the morning show. We've been doing other things. I mean, the rest of the day, people have been paying attention to the Stampede
right.
call. Some people catch our morning show, they get busy, they forget about it. And so we want to make sure that we are going to be giving away Stampede tickets, but with this sounder.
Okay, so what's it sound like? He's not giving you tickets right now. He's going to play it and then not give you tickets. Just so you know, don't call and be disappointed.
So it sounds like this. We've done it. Like for the last 3 or 4 years, but we have new people that listen to us all the time. So when you hear that, not right now, but before 10 o'clock, there'll be a chance to win.
Okay.
And then throughout the day, when you...
I'm so happy the phone isn't ringing. I feel like we properly set that up so no one was disappointed. No one thought they were going to win just
then. I'm glad because I always feel like a horrible, horrible person when I do that.
Well,
you make it a point to let me know that I'm a horrible, horrible person for doing that. So be listening for the Sammy Cuda call and you can join us for the biggest party of the summer. Otherwise, you can also go online at KZKX.com. We've got your chance to win pit passes for Kane Brown when he's performing down there.
That's going to be a big deal.
More VIP passes to get you food and beverages, your own bathroom, so you can not have to deal with people who don't wash their hands.
That is straight up the biggest prize we give away,
are the
nice
bathroom.
VIP bathrooms.
And, of course, the best seats in the house for the big show. So, all the details, KZKX.com.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Kix 96.9.